Through all his years of broadcasting, one thing's been consistent about Bob Davis: the presence of his on-air energy.
Right side to a well-rested Paul Pierce. Now to Rafe, open for three. Got it! A three-pointer by the All-American Rafe LaFrance.
Last November, Davis announced he was stepping down as the radio voice of KU football and basketball at the end of this season. News of his pending retirement shocked KU sports fans, as there had been no hint of him hanging up his microphone. But Davis says he'd been considering the move for a while.
I had kind of talked about it last year, and KU people kind of poo-pooed that a little bit, wanted me to put it off at least a year, so that's what we did.
Before he started broadcasting for the Jayhawks, Davis was well known to many sports fans in both Kansas and Missouri.
I've had a great run, you know, 32 years at KU and 16 in Hayes before that, so that's 48 years total doing college sports. Plus, I had the, you know, 16-year run with the Royals, which was a great experience, and working at radio stations in western Kansas and also in Kansas City.
While living in Hayes, Davis got his first taste of a national championship in 1984 at Kansas City's Kemper Arena while broadcasting Fort Hays State basketball.
Here's Harley from the side, shooting and missing. It's over! Fort Hays has won the national championship!
Current Fort Hays State broadcaster Gerard Welbrock says Davis is still revered in western Kansas. Welbrock, who's from Victoria, near Hayes, credits Davis as an influence on his own broadcasting career.
Stations in Hayes carried KU, K-State, Fort Hays State, and the Royals, and so they were a part of it and didn't miss very many games, so huge impact. I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now if it wasn't for growing up listening to him.
In 1988, 4 years after Fort Hays State won its national championship, Davis was back inside Kemper Arena, this time broadcasting another title game, the epic NCAA championship matchup between Oklahoma and Kansas.
It's going to happen, it appears, and it comes to Grace. 2 seconds, a long shot, no good. It's over! The dream is real!
The national champions!
The dream is real! The dream is real! Kansas has won the NCAA title!
His partner at the time was Max Falkenstein, who eased himself into a new role when Davis was hired to do the play-by-play.
Yeah, it was a logical move for Bob to come over here. It was a very illogical move for me to move from play-by-play to color commentary after 38 years as the play-by-play guy, but we got along just great.
After 60 years of broadcasting, Falkenstein retired in 2006 and still attends KU games. Bob Davis pressed on and was at courtside in 2008 for one of the most famous shots in KU basketball history.
7 seconds to go in the game. Collins got pushed, falls down, Chalmers shoots.
Oh!
Three, the game tied, 2.1. Memphis inbounding, a half-court shot. No good.
Unbelievable
overtime.
Shot.
Overtime!
That shot, which came to be called Mario's Miracle, led to KU's third NCAA championship and the first national title under Coach Bill Self. Since news broke last fall about Davis and his pending retirement, Self jokingly compared it to the Kobe Bryant farewell tour, since this is the last season for one of the NBA's all-time greats.
It's been fun to watch and fun to be a part of, and it's also kind of been neat, you know, on this, you know, Kobe farewell tour he's been on, to be honored at every place he goes to. That's been pretty special to see.
During the last home game of the basketball season, when KU fans saluted departing senior players, they also applauded Bob Davis.
Legendary Kansas sports broadcaster Bob Davis.
Like others with a long and distinguished career, Davis would like to go out on top, perhaps making the call for one more national championship.
I mean, the guys playing the game are the deal, and the games are the deal, but you're right there and you see it all, and yeah, I think you get soaked up in that a little bit, unless you don't have a heartbeat.
To many fans over the past 3 decades, the very heartbeat of the Kansas Jayhawks has been embodied in the voice of Bob Davis. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Greg Eklund.